AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Friday. Matt, Eric, I've decided I'm tired of Matt's frowny time super hour here. Coming up a little bit later on, Trace Ballew is going to join us from MST3K. And if just nothing else, we're going to just talk about something other than freaking all this, Matt.
Yeah, you could use a change of pace.
We could. It just is. And, I mean, it's tough because I would love to, but at the same time, we got tons of news, and I got to try to get as much of the news in as I can here in the next, you know, in the first 30 minutes or so, because Trey's going to come on in. Got to do some dancing a little bit later on, get you into the weekend. But just even I know this stuff is this is weighty stuff. We got a lot of things we've got to get to. So I will say, let's start off with what I posted last night after the show. The magnificent photos from the Rochester Post Bulletin of the shutdown Rochester event. All six of them, six people, showed up. There, the picture that ran with the story is just precious. One truck with a Trump sign. It's that same truck I pointed out that had the black door on it. I pointed that out in the one photo I saw. Just precious. Just, you know, guys, when your own supporters realize it's a bad idea, then maybe you probably shouldn't try to do it. Because I can tell you right now, you just look like a bunch of idiots. And Olmsted County Republicans down there, you look like a bunch of morons, a freaking bunch of morons. Because at the very least, you promoted this event and no one showed up at it. At worst, you know, and there seems to be some question on who exactly coordinated this. But like I said, I went and looked online. The only place I found it first and foremost was at the Olmsted County GOP's page. So if they say it was floating around on Facebook and on Messenger, well, you should be able to tell us exactly who started this. And you don't seem to be willing to do that. And I don't know why. But needless to say, that was enjoyable. Oh, was that enjoyable? I want to also give out a little bit of what might be some positivity here in regards to the NFL draft. For the better part of the past month, Scott Franz has spent his time in Lawrence, Kansas, diligently working out and staying in shape in hope of preparation of the NFL opportunity. A good argument can be made that France getting an NFL shot should not be in question. France was a four-year starter at Kansas State as a left tackle, a model of consistency in the program that prioritized that very quality of life under legendary coach Bill Schneider. France's 51 starts from 16 to 19 at football's most important offensive line position are tied to the second most among Wildcat offensive linemen since 1990. France, who was publicly announced in July 2017 that he's gay, didn't get picked to go to the NFL scouting combine in the East-West Shrine Game, and after a rough performance at a Kansas State's Pro Day in early March, a potential deal-breaker for NFL teams that greatly value athletic testing, it's difficult to peg his draft stock heading into day two and three of the event, especially given the way the COVID-19 pandemic has thrown the entire nation into upheaval. I will say this. I think this guy should have a chance. And if you're telling me, I mean, this could be a Colin Kaepernick thing where, you know, you have 32 teams in the NFL who scream, oh, we're not blacklisting the guy. He's better. Frankly, Colin Kaepernick is better than at least 10 starters in the NFL, at least 10. And yet when a quarterback goes down, does anyone, well, we're not going to really give him a chance. But it's not because we're blacklisting him, mind you. It'll be interesting to see how they do this because you want to know the truth? The NFL is basically it's a white male dominated, and with that comes conservative organization. And a conservative organization that's not really run on capitalism, it's run on basically a very socialist model where the people build the stadiums for the wealthy owners of the teams, which is not socialism per se. It's more kind of a warped, you know, wealth-worshipping socialism of all things. But, you know, he should have a chance. Hopefully we will. I mean, it's, I'm not going to get into the draft stuff per se, but I will say that when you look at this draft, this might be that we might have a moment here where the first openly gay college player gets drafted into the NFL. And it's about time that they got that taken care of. Also, I should mention, I want to give kudos to Keith Ellison. A St. Paul-based online retailer has agreed to stop selling scarce items at inflated prices during the COVID-19 pandemic, according to Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison's office. Red Star Trader buys food and household items wholesale, resells them on eBay at a markup. Ellison's office said in a news release, when these items became scarce in the wake of COVID-19 outbreak, Red Star Trader raised its prices significantly. For example, the retailer bought a 50-pound bags of rice from local stores at about $30 a piece and then offered them for sale online for $120. Ellison's office wrote in a filing in the Ramsey County District Court, under an executive order signed by Governor Walz on March 20th, the price gouging is illegal during the peacetime emergency declared in response to the pandemic. The owners of Red Star Trader signed an insurance of discontinuance this week. No, you should be charging their ass with a crime. I want their names. I want their photos on every freaking newspaper and every freaking television station in town. I want them charged with a crime. Price gouging during a crisis. For goodness sakes, you got them dead to rights. And now I've got the question of, remember we were talking about, you know, a month ago, the Asian grocery stores in this state, where they're talking about the bags of rice were disappearing. Did these guys go out there and purposely go buy them all up in the middle of the night? I want to know. You charge these guys with a crime. I'm glad we got them shut down, but I want their names. I want their faces. I want them all over the media in this town. I want to make an example of these people. You will not stop this type of crime if you coddle the criminals. You will not stop this. So the people who are price gouging during a crisis, they should be held accountable. Absolutely. They face a $20,000 civil penalty if they do not abide by the items in the document. The owners of Red Star Trader cannot be reached for comment. No, come on. Charge them with a crime. Seriously, charge them with a crime. Drag them out of their house. Slap the cuffs on them. I mean, it's... I want to know who these people are. Because we should not have that. I mean, that's... As we talk about getting together and getting past this together, that's not doing it. Well, it's just capitalism. No, it's greediness. And we should not worship it, we should not condone it, we should not applaud it, and we should not sit idly by while these people take advantage of the virus for their own personal gain. Put their faces on everything. Run their faces on every newscast. Run them on every newspaper. Embarrass the living daylights out of them. Make their priests or at their church ask them, what were you doing now again? Make sure that they don't get invited to the neighbor's houses when these quarantine issues are lifted. Make sure that they're, you know, anyone that's associated with them says, dude, I'm sorry, I don't want to hang out with you. For what you did, I don't want to hang out with you. You can have your pile of money and that's your only damn friend. I want to know who these people are. I just can't stand that. I just can't. Let's do the Minnesota update if we can. State health officials warned earlier this week that more testing would mean more identification of COVID-19, and that proved true on Friday with lab confirmation of another 243 cases of the respiratory illness. The Minnesota Department of Health reported 21 deaths as well, bringing the total death toll in Minnesota due to COVID-19 to 221, the total case count to 3,185. The new cases were based on 2,239 tests by public and private labs that were reported on Friday. That is a single-day high in the state for testing. COVID-19 is caused by a novel coronavirus, of course, and as well as 80% of infections result in only mild symptoms. As of Friday, 278 cases were in Minnesota hospitals. 111 of those patients required intensive care. But all but 9 counties have reported lab-confirmed COVID-19 cases, which are only a sampling due to limited testing of the actual spread of coronavirus. The case count reached 258 in Worthington and surrounding Nobles County, where the JBS pork plant had to shut down temporarily due to the outbreak in its workforce. My God, can we just – I think it's about time for us to say – the meat processing plants are just – we can't trust the people that own these to take care of their own employees. I think we have to have the – well, we're not going to get it, not with this federal government. Hey, Susan Sarandon, I'm sure Hillary Clinton would be so much worse right now. Ass. I'm sure things would be so much worse under Hillary Clinton, right, Susan Sarandon? Jeez. We clearly need – we cannot trust these businesses to run themselves. You want to know why unions and the government have to get involved in the work environment? It's because of this crap. It's because of this crap. It's because you guys can't be trusted to run your business with some level of morality. I mean, what's the difference between this and, what is it, the Triangle Waist Shirt Company that burnt down, that they locked all the doors and forced all the people to stay and all the people died? That all of a sudden people are, you know, they had to put in fire code and rules. And trust me, a lot of businesses fought those fire code rules. Because they're just because they're workers doesn't mean they deserve rights. My God, I mean, if there is a time to show us that we cannot trust, I mean, an entire freaking sector, meat processing, every one of them seems like they're just an absolute horrible group of people running them. And they do not care about their employees. They only care about their profit margins until all of a sudden everyone's getting sick. And all of a sudden they realize, well, I look like a horrible person. Yeah, you kind of do, don't you? You kind of look like an absolute horrible human being. Yep, no argument from us. You have to have, we are going to have some level of federal government interference in these businesses or union interference in these businesses because we can't trust you to run these with human lives on the line. Okay? You're not a military unit. This is not combat maneuvers in Fallujah. You are a pork producer in freaking South Dakota or in Minnesota or in Iowa or in Missouri or in Illinois. And you can't be trusted to basically not force your workers into a dire situation where they are going to get infected and possibly die. I can't wait for you. Hey, we sure care about our workers and their families. No, you don't. No, you don't. None of you. Don't even try. This holiday season, just don't even try to. We do sure appreciate our families, the families of our work. No, you don't. You're trying to kill off their spouses that work for you and get them infected at the same time. The unions did not rise in this country just because someone said, hey, you know what we're going to do today? They did because the people that ran these businesses treated their employees, you know, horribly. It wasn't at the level of slavery, but it wasn't too many steps above it. And you read the stories of the 1870s and the 1880s and the 1890s and the 1900s and what workers, the working class, especially the new immigrants into this country, what they were going through in this country, it's unbelievable. 14-hour workdays, 6 days a week. I mean, my first time I realized that there was that what was going on back then was reading about was it the blizzard of 1888 and the amount of people on a Sunday who died because they were trying to get to work in a blizzard. And there was not even a question. I've got to get into the office. I've got to get to my job. I've got to go work. And, you know, they died in snowbanks. And people looked at it and said, well, it's, you know, what are you going to do? I don't know. Tell them they don't have to come in if it's snowing really bad? Or maybe not make them come in during a snowstorm on a Sunday? Please.
I was going to say, this whole thing reminds me so much of another meat industry story, The Jungle by Upton Sinclair.
Yeah, we were talking about that with, Stein a week and a half ago. Yeah, we basically have gotten ourselves back. If you want to know how effective the conservatives have been in installing their, you know, in reverting back on their work policies, just look at the meat processing plants of today.
And even that, they were using immigrant labor because they could exploit them more than other people.
Absolutely. And, you know, and the problem I have is this, is right now, are these plants out there getting ready? I mean, they're doing this minimal cleaning and stuff like that. But right now, they are writing the biggest freaking checks they can to both Democrats and Republicans to say to them, please don't regulate us. Please, we'll promise to treat our employees like human beings, but please don't regulate us. Please don't do that. Dear Lord. I mean, I'm sorry. People should be getting dragged out of these businesses in chains for as irresponsible as they have been. This idea that a guy can price gouge products of bags of rice in St. Paul, that that's somehow a respectable thing. But if a guy who is sick as a dog during a coronavirus outbreak is forced into work, that's just, well, that's the job. If anything proves to you, one of the things that coronavirus has done is it has torn down this mirage that we are some sort of better country. No, we're not. We're not. We reward greed. We reward backstabbing. We reward the most ugly behavior, primarily because the people doing it are white. And we have ground ourselves back to the point where we have treating our workers worse and worse and worse. And only when the undeniable happens, 150 people at a plant are sick, 250 people, 350 people are sick, then, only then, do these selfish, self-centered, jackass executives come on out with their concerned face and look around and say, gee willikers, well, we're going to, as the state, even conservative states like freaking South Dakota are on the verge of saying, we're going to shut you down. They're sitting there going, well, I guess we need to start caring about our employees. We always have. No, you haven't.
Exactly, because even when the 300, 400 people are sick, it's not like they stopped at that point. They stopped when people noticed that 300, 400 people
were sick. It was when the city is like, wait a minute, our health system getting overwhelmed, and the one thing that happens is everyone that fills out where they work is your plant. And my first guess is the executives say, how much of a check do you need for this problem to go away? Hey, Mr. Mayor, Miss County Official, Mr. Governor, Miss Governor, how much money do you need for this issue to go away? I'll tell you what, make a donation. And then all of a sudden the media gets it, and all of a sudden it's like, we have always loved our employees. Shut up. If I had my way, we'd be dragging you out of town with nothing and taking everything you've got and giving it to the sick people, the people you gladly made sick, if you had my way. But, hey, thank God we don't, huh? At least we have compassion in this world. Although you don't really drink from that cup too often. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. More update when we do return. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
No matter what your taste, you'll find the music you're looking for at the Electric Fetus. Pick from rock, pop, international, roots music, and so much more on CD and vinyl. Or create your own compilation of favorites with the exclusive Mix and Burn CD station, only available at the Electric Fetus. Dust off your vinyl or just make some space by turning your unwanted music into cash. The used selection changes daily, so check out the new arrivals often. 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis and online at efetus.com.
Hi, this is Mark Bython with Rudy Luther Toyota in Golden Valley. Rudy Luther Toyota remains open to support other essential services, such as medical workers, first responders, and countless others. You can rely on us to take care of vehicle repairs or replacements. We can pick up and deliver your car to keep it going, and you can handle your purchase transaction, mostly online and by phone, to make it easier and safer for you. We are diligent with sanitizing the dealership and your vehicle, and we are 6 feet apart. Please let us know how Rudy Luther Toyota can help at RudyLutherToyota.com.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than just serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable. Serving part-time lets you attend school full-time while you take advantage of education benefits that can help you graduate debt-free. If a civilian career is your goal, serving part-time allows you to work at a full-time job. The skills, qualities, and contacts you'll develop in the Guard can open doors to a great civilian career. Want to serve but worried about being away from friends and family? Part-time service in the Army National Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want while you enjoy the many benefits of serving your community and nation. You owe it to yourself to learn more about how the Army National Guard can fit into your life. Visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Even though these are challenging times, All Energy Solar is still committed to providing you a cost-effective, environmentally friendly energy system through their zero-contact protocol. Solar remains a great value and long-term investment, but some of the incentive programs will be expiring soon. All Energy Solar can walk you through the entire process. They can evaluate your property by phone or webinar and can even complete preliminary design work without visiting your home. So start saving on your energy bill today and visit allenergysolar.com.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Oh, and we are getting it. Unfortunately, it takes a crisis like this to expose the world that we've got in front of us. And the reality is, I want you to ask yourself this question. Do you think that this crisis was the first bad treatment of those employees at that meat processing plant? You think that that was the first time that those employees got bad? How about, remember when they had the whole thing with Crystal Sugar out in the western part, and the people that owned it were basically, you know, we're basically screwing over their employees? I mean, that was horrible what they did. And yet we just kind of, well, that's just America. That's capitalism. No, it's cruel what they were doing, because they were basically doing it because they were only in it for themselves. And by the way, I still don't buy Crystal Sugar. I don't, because the way they treated their employees. And so, you know, but this is just the latest example of sometimes it takes this level of ugliness for us to see the world as it really is. And that is to a point very unfortunate. Some other changes. Minneapolis Parks and Rec Board, our courts, athletic fields, playgrounds, and skate parks are going to be closed starting on May 1st in an effort to limit groups from congregating in parks during the coronavirus pandemic, said the board president, Jonah Cowgill, on Friday. The restrictions to be announced in greater detail on Friday will include removing or blocking basketball rims, removing tennis and volleyball nets, posting signs notifying park visitors that soccer fields, playgrounds, and skate parks are closed. The decisions were made following guidance from city officials after seeing groups continuing to gather in proximity at these facilities. That's something I have seen, too. I have seen full soccer matches, and I'm like, that's not keeping a distance. And I have seen, a friend of mine was saying they were walking down the street, and there was a bunch of guys playing hacky sack. I'm like, come on.
Oh, yeah. I've walked past a couple shirts versus skins basketball games. Okay, guys.
That's not how this is supposed to go. And as well, also, there's some other sports fields I've seen being used. You know, I understand it's an inconvenience. I get it. But, when you got a private facility, you kind of hope that they're buying it, obeying it. Hopefully they are. But when you're out in a park, people can see you. And frankly, I think this is the night weather's gotten nicer. People are heading on out. Now, I get it. Bicycling, golfing, fishing, hiking, walking, running, skateboarding, but not in a park. I mean, there are only a limited amount of things you can do in this crisis, but it's about trying to save lives. So I don't know. I have a feeling that that's not going to be the last time we hear about that. And I also can see, the people are going to say, well, wait a minute here. We just let golf courses stay open. So why not? So Minnesota State Patrol telling drivers to slow down after writing nearly 80 tickets for speeds above 100 miles per hour. Wow. Nice job, Andretti. And that warning, they say, is not just a suggestion. Between March 27th, April 13th, troopers issued 78 tickets to drivers exceeding 100 miles an hour. During the same time period in 2019, they just wrote 22.
The freeways are wide open.
Yeah, there's not much traffic out there. The patrol has said in recent weeks they've noticed a pattern of unsafe and aggressive during the highways and interstates that are far less crowded due to COVID-19 pandemic. Minnesota stay-at-home order. Reduced traffic on Minnesota roads does not give drivers a license to speed or drive aggressively. Some of the more recent documented examples of driving behavior the patrol has witnessed. Troopers in southeastern Minnesota stopped 5 vehicles on April 6 for going more than 30 miles over the speed limit, 99 in a 65, 107 in a 65, 108 in a 65, 100 in a 65, and 97 in a 65. In southwestern Minnesota, a trooper ticketed a driver for going 114 in a 60-mile-an-hour zone on Highway 23. A trooper in Hennepin County stopped three vehicles on April 11th for going more than 90 miles an hour One was sighted, it was clocked at 122. That same day, another trooper stopped a vehicle near Alexandria for 97 in a 70-mile-an-hour zone and sighted the driver. A different trooper stopped the same driver for doing 91 in a 70 zone about 20 minutes later. Well, that didn't stick, did it? And in Thief River Falls, a trooper stopped a motorist going 91 in a 60 morning zone on a Highway 59. I will just say that it's. I'm surprised we're not getting more. Here's the deal. If you are going that fast, if you do crash, it's over for you. When I was in Germany and stationed over there, you would see accidents on the Autobahn where there is no speed limit, on the stretches that didn't have a speed limit. And you'd see a car 100 yards into the woods wrapped around a tree so you couldn't even tell it was a car anymore. That's your life is over. Just if you're going this fast, you're basically going to probably take anyone that you hit out with you. So, I mean, you want to be stupid and, you know, try to take yourself out. That's on you. But let's not try to kill as many other people at the same time. All right. Before I get into the break, and once again, Trace, we're going to get out of the cranky time here and we're going to get into something funny. Trace Beaulieu is going to join us. But I do want to mention the membership. We at AM950 are just tickled pink. I mean, I'm seriously, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. A lot of people have stepped up and are sponsoring AM950. We truly do appreciate that. You can as well. Just go to am950radio.com. You can find the page there that you can, become a member there and sign up. And we do appreciate it. Once again, this tough time has been hurting all of us, and we want to make sure Progressive Radio stays on the air. Here's the deal. We've had such a great response. We are actually going to start, I believe, next week. We are going to have brand new to the members content that you will not hear anywhere else. It will be for the members only, and we are going to have that, and we want to encourage people to become a member, because I can tell you right now, yesterday I did an interview with Tom Hartman. That's a members-only interview. I got some interviews scheduled up for next week, which are going to be members-only interviews. So if you want to hear those, you want to become a member. Now go once again to am950radio.com. That's am950radio.com. Become a member. You can hear those interviews, and we're going to have much, much more coming for the members in the weeks to come. So thank you once again from the bottom of our heart. Thank you very, very much. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. When we come on back from Mystery Science Theater 3000 and the Mads are back, Trace Beaulieu is joining us. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM950.
Imagine cyber criminals waiting outside your network, probing for weaknesses. What if you're next? Well, what if you had a team of experts to navigate you through these what-if waters? Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rymark with a unique offer, a free network security assessment. We'll uncover the hidden threats to your business and provide you with a map to peace of mind. Call 651-328-8900 or go to RymarkIT.com to schedule your free security assessment and stop drowning in what-ifs.
Hi, Gregory Rich, owner of Habitation Furnishing and Design and host of Drinkin' the Style, Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 5. You know, we're all sitting at home right now, and chances are you've noticed a thing or two that you wish you could change. Well, the Habitation Design staff is here to help. Right now, we're offering free virtual interior design services. It works like this. You guys are home, we're all at home. Let's schedule a virtual walkthrough of your space. Using FaceTime, Zoom, or Skype, one of our degreed professional interior designers will take a look, tell you precisely how to measure your room, then provide you with specific product recommendations, a design plan, and everything you need to make your space beautiful and functional. So we've all got the time. Why don't we take advantage of it? Call Habitation at 952-426-3548. That's 952-426-3548 and schedule your virtual design appointment today.
Hey, it's Brett from FYI Politics. Zero Res understands that to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, the CDC recommends cleaning carpets and hard surfaces where we live and work. And that's what they do best. Their zero contact protocol means their technicians will wear gloves and shoe covers, disinfect all equipment between jobs, and exercise social distancing while cleaning and sanitizing your home. Right now, Zero Res is offering 20% off all services to AM950 listeners. Call 952-ZERO-RES or visit ZeroResMinnesota.com and make sure you mention AM950 to get 20% off.
I want to assure everyone who's watching on the Facebook live stream over at AM 950 Radio or over at Progressive Citizen X, Matt McNeil Show, that I am not digesting the delicious, Lysol. The Lysol that's here in the studio, I am not digesting this, nor am I eating the scrumptious scrubbing bubbles. Nope, those are not going into my body. There are no injections that are going on during today's show.
If they didn't want you to eat it, they wouldn't make it look so delicious.
It's just, did I ever think the President of the United States would lead us in a Tide Pod challenge? I didn't think so. If you had that one on your bingo card, nicely done. That is a B-I-N-G-O. Reminder, eatlocalminnesota.com restaurants, most of them are, of course, are closed, but we do have a few that are open serving food, including Park Tavern, Great Wall, Cafe Latte, and Nightingale. Hazel's Northeast not only is serving food, but they actually have food that you can take with you and prepare at home. They've got directions and all that good stuff. That's Hazel's Northeast. And, of course, the guys at Victor's 1959 Cafe, they're not open, but they want to encourage everyone, if you can buy a gift card, please do down at Victor's. They're a great Cuban restaurant. They will be back open. You'll be able to use them then. Go to AM 950 Radio. Go to eatlocalminnesota.com, and you find those restaurants. And please help them out as we go through this trying time. One of my favorite people on the planet, a guy that makes me smile, and one of the funniest people I've ever had the privilege of even knowing or talking with, Trace Beaulieu is joining us. Of course, you know him from Mystery Science Theater 3000, Cinematic Titanic, The Mads Are Back. He has done numerous other things. He's written a book. And he, of course, is kind enough to join us today to maybe just brighten our day a little bit so we don't have to talk about all the coronavirus and in Lysol injections. Hi, Trace.
How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing very well. Did you have Tide Pod Challenge from Trump on your bingo card?
You know, if anyone on the planet needs to wash their mouth out with soap.
Nicely done.
He's the guy. But no, I used all my disinfectant to disinfect things like doorknobs and handles and things like that. Sensible things.
Well, he is a doorknob. Well, never mind. it's got to be kind of interesting. I mean, as you know, you have been on the show with us. I think this is probably we're getting close to 10 times now. We've talked about when you guys were doing Cinematic Titanic. We've talked about when we were, of course, when you were doing The Mads Are Back and other projects that you've been involved with. This is probably a new world for you. Did you have to cancel shows with Frank when all this came about?
Yeah, you know, our last show was in New York, but that was 7 weeks ago, so I think I'm in the clear. But I'm a little worried because when I was there, they closed Broadway, which that happened maybe once before during 9/11. So, yeah, we've had a number of gigs canceled, and I don't know what the future holds. You know, most of our gigs are in local, you know, independent theaters, like the Riverview in Minneapolis. I just hope everyone survives and comes back to entertain people. But it's really, you know, it's a new world. We keep saying, oh, what are we going to – oh, there is no what are we going to. It's going to be what it is. So, how are you guys? Are you like in the studio, or are you recording at home?
I'm actually in the studio. It's the bunker mentality we have here is pretty good. It's the old WAYL studio over on the south west side of town. So you know, it's kind of off by itself. We're not really in the city, so we kind of are already social distancing and just coming in here. And but at the same time, yeah, we're running kind of a skeleton crew at the station, but. My mentality is it's always going to sound better if I'm in the studio. So until I can't do it in the studio, I'll do it here. I can do it from home. We've already tested that. So that's an option. But for the time being, I'm coming in and then, like I said, sanitizing like crazy after every show.
Yeah, that's – well, yeah, I guess radio guys were the original self-isolators.
We basically just go into a room and talk to ourselves, and I mean, people pay us money for it. I don't know why.
Don't tell Matt that signal's not going out anymore.
I will say it. You brought up the point about how things are going to change here. It really is going to change. I mean, I think that undeniably. I mean, as you look at just how entertainment's delivered. you know, it's a golden age for Netflix and Hulu and Amazon and Disney Plus, which looks like their launch was a genius time stroke. You know that you look at this golden age of you know, streaming services. At the same time, movie theaters themselves, you're not only talking about the small independent theaters where you and Frank play, but, you know, the big 20 screen jobs. I don't know how many of them are going to come back.
You know, but what might come back and is starting to are drive-in theaters, which I think there's maybe one left in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, over on the east side, yeah.
So that's kind of a bright note, but, you know, it's not just what is already streaming, but it's, you know, all the productions that got shut down. And
yeah.
I've got friends in the effects industry in L.A., and they're saying, oh, it probably won't go back to work until September. And it's going to be rough on everybody. And, you know, the arts are always the first to suffer, not the first to suffer. Maybe the people that go and see the arts are the ones who are suffering. If you've seen Frank and me perform, you understand. But, it's a whole new ball game. I hope, you know, we'll be going back to the theaters, but, you know, yeah, you're right. I've already streamed the Disney stuff I want to see, and, you know, Better Call Saul was one of the things I look forward to. Now, I guess I'll look at old episodes of that, but you guys you're kind of on the front lines of entertainment. You're still doing it, and like you said, you're going to the office every day.
Doing it live.
I listen to the radio all the time. It seems more vital now, you know, because it is actually being produced now. It's real live.
It's an interesting point you put us in, because, I mean, when this started coming on down, I mean, obviously there's I'm not a news guy, but there comes an element of this job. It becomes news-ish. I mean, I have been there I've been there at fires, and I've all of a sudden called in and said, I'm calling in because I'm the guy on the scene with my phone and there's a fire going on. And so you talked about this. I remember when there was a big fire over in St. Paul, and I was doing, at that point, I was airborne traffic. And all of a sudden, the radio station I was working on sent me back over, and all we did was circle over, and I became a news reporter. You know, there's an element of that. At the same time, there's a large part of me that just wants to be, you know, and here's the wacky cousin. You know, I just want to,
yeah.
You know, I'll let, you know, Trump and the Johns Hopkins tracking page and God bless him, Governor Walz, and thank God he's our governor. And I'll let them have their own thing. I'm just going to sit here and let's talk about Tiger King. And, you know, I can just, you know, do, you know, the most things. I mean, so there is that, you know, tug. I've ended up doing more of the news thing because I feel it's a responsibility thing to do that. But at the same time, I got to tell you, man, the thought of just chatting with you, I'm just so glad we can talk about this, because it's, you know, there is a very real thing here, but we can also, you know, there is the rest of the world. I mean, we don't have to be so micro-focused on the negative news. We can always look at what else is going on out there.
Oh, absolutely. And we have to. I mean, I'm kind of an isolationist by nature. I'm a very much of a hermit, and live in the woods and can't wait to go fishing. I'll be fine not going anywhere, because I'm used to being unpopular. So, it's my training is paying off now. You mentioned, Tiger King, terrible sequel to Lion King. I must have missed a chapter in between, but I completely lost the thread of that story.
Wow, that monarchy fell. they were in they had their place out in Africa, and now all of a sudden they're in Oklahoma. I've got to ask the first question. As a guy who is one of the funniest men I've known, you do these movie riffs, and you are wickedly funny. Are you at home? Do you every once in a while slip into the business mode and start riffing on stuff as you watch it?
You know, it does happen. I forced my wife to watch the Battlefield Earth, the John Travolta film, because Frank and Carolina Hidalgo, we were doing a podcast for a while. but it got canceled. That you can tell it's dark times when a podcast gets taken off the air. But she joined in the riffing with me because that movie is so bad. Typically we're watching something good, and riffing is not allowed in a good movie.
You can't do it too much. I mean, I'll give you a great example. I was watching The Sound of Music, and there's the scene where they're at the point where Julie Andrews comes out of the nunnery to get married, and she's wearing the wedding dress, and they close the door on the nuns. And of course, every time they do that, I go, "Back, you nuns! Back, nuns!" And I just like, and my entire family is like, "You're ruining this great moment." It's like, "I'm sorry, they're caging the nuns." I mean, it's, you know, there's little moments like that. I just can't let it go. And when you bring up, you brought up Tiger King and stuff like that. A part of me, I mean, I riff too. I think that's the brilliance of MST3K and Cinematic Titanic and The Mads Are Back is you have mastered something that a lot of people already do. But I was watching, as you mentioned, Tiger King. Sweet Lord, you can't riff that because it's like, oh, you think that was a funny joke? Let us just play out this story. And I just remember my jaw being on the ground with the funeral eulogy. And just so, like, this is the most insane thing I have ever seen in my entire life. It's kind of the Britney Spears with the shaved head umbrella thing that we like. we like looking at things which are clearly crashing around us. But at the same time, I mean, that is it's. I don't know if I'm more disturbed by the show or the fact that I watched all the episodes of it.
Yeah, you know, there's sometimes when you're just like, I don't need any more crazy. Mm-hmm. I put some rhubarb in the ground today. Nice. I did a little gardening. It felt very healthy. There were birds singing. And the air, have you noticed how, like, good the air smells?
Yes.
It's almost sweet. It's like, oh, air has a flavor, and it's good. I'm kind of enjoying that aspect of the shutdown.
I will say, when I used to fly Metro traffic and you get up in the air, you would look back over the city, and there was this yellow-brown cloud that you cannot see from the ground, that you can see from the air, and that's the pollution. And I'm like, ugh. And right now, not only are we getting less pollution, have you seen any new animals come back into your neighborhood?
You know, we usually have, deer, and they're everywhere, which I'm not fond of them, but nothing exotic. We usually have bear. That creep through around this time, I guess spring. They're coming up out of their naps. But nothing too exciting. I'm kind of disappointed because there's usually like a coyote or, you know, a fox or something like that. They must all be in the city now.
they are. I mean, I'm living in Hopkins. There's foxes running all over the place now in Hopkins. And there was, what was the story? There was coyotes running in downtown Chicago.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. You know, I lived in L.A. for 11 years. I would love to be there now just to drive, just to go, hey, it's only 5 minutes from my house to the to the office. It takes 2 hours to get there. But it's surreal. I mean, everyone's pointing that out, but it's just really interesting that we can clean the planet if we really want to.
Yeah.
This is a severe way to do it, but it's an amazing thing that, you know, it can heal. The planet can heal. I can't wait to go back to polluting it, though, because that's so much fun.
Well, you bring up a point I have never thought about. The entire argument these people put out against, addressing climate change is, oh, well, it would cost too much, it would be too much, it wouldn't do that much. And we're just seeing by, you know, and not a complete shutdown, but a fairly substantial one, oh, no, we can reverse this if we wanted to. We just don't want to.
Yeah, it's too hard. Well, no, it is. All you have to do is nothing. we should be good at that by now. But no, we have to keep destroying things. And, you know, I've been following your Facebook, your Twitter, and you get out and do a lot of walking, which I'm very impressed with. You're enjoying nature, and I think that's very inspiring for me. Of course, I can't get out because I have a bad back. Mm. Can't get out. But you've been all over the metro and discovering spots I've never heard of.
And the mentality we had, Trace, was that my feeling is, and I still am I'm somewhat to a point, I think this is a possibility, we might get a more severe stay-at-home order. Say that when things start getting opened up and the case starts spiking, we could end up not only getting back to stay-at-home, but a more, you can't drive anywhere unless it's, you know, urgent business or groceries or something like that. So I am trying to drive to as many places as I can and walk now so that if we do, then I don't, you know, it's not the same walk for 2 months because that will start getting a little stir crazy. So,
oh, yeah.
But you are, I will say this, I need to get over to your side of town. You're over on the east. You're by the river there, St. Croix, right?
Yes, I'm looking at it right now. It's very calm. A few boaters going a little bit too fast for this part of the river. It's supposed to be no wake zone, but they're not very woke with their waking. So yeah, there's no way to educate.
Well, and they're the trails you got out there, you've got some of the prettiest country in the state right on that river.
William O'Brien is amazing. It's such a gift. You know, what Mondale and Gaylord Nelson did back in the late 60s was to preserve this area as a national park. I can't tell you what a giant gift that is to the state and the region, and I encourage people to get out and, when you can, take advantage of, we live in a pretty amazing state. You know, Minnesota... Yeah. From top to bottom, you're going to find some amazing places, from the Boundary Waters down to the Iowa border, where you don't actually have to go into Iowa. You can just look at it from here and go, yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
That's there. I'm here. Bye.
yeah.
And one of the things I love about our state, too, is you talked about fishing. The fishing you get on the river versus the fishing that you get out in the prairie on some of the lakes that are out there versus the urban fishing versus the Northland fishing, it's a very different experience no matter where you're going or what you're going for. And that's one of my favorite things is I think there's no greater way to waste an entire day than in a boat, just with a line in the water. And that's one thing that's going to be coming up here before too long. You know, the governor has preserved the fishing opener.
Yeah, I think that's great. I think he's doing a great job. It's so nice to have somebody in charge. Who's in charge?
I'm going to ask you and your wife. Everyone okay over there?
Say that again.
You guys are all okay? No problems at all?
Oh yeah, we're fine. We're both hermits. We venture out for groceries, but we're just doing gardening and cleaning up the yard and, just trying to, stay sane.
Well, you mentioned Frank and is he still out in New York City?
Oh yeah. He's on the Upper East Side. He's very grateful, to have gone through his heart surgery last year,
yeah,
almost at this time. And has nothing but praise for all of the doctors and nurses who saved his life and are now doing that thing for a lot of people. So he's doing much better. He lost a ton of weight and can't wait to get back out and make people laugh again. I hope we get to do that soon.
When you do, by all means, you come back, let everyone know. And I'm going to just let everyone know right now. Of course, the classic MST3K episodes. Trace was there for many years. They're just brilliant. Very funny. I actually will also put a big plug in. If you can find the cinematic Titanic movies, those are brilliant as well. I have watched those over and over again. Those pound for pound, I think, are some of the funniest riffs I've ever seen. The cinematic Titanic, if you can find them. Trace, the book, I know that I looked up on Amazon. It's not available in a lot of places, but is the book still in print at all?
It's out of print, but you can still get it through my website. My wife was just wrestling with an international order, which has gotten more complicated for some reason. But we still have a few, and if you go to my website, which I think is tracebellew.com, maybe. I'm such an old man. I don't know how this stuff works. But you can still find some copies there.
I'll link to all of it a little bit later on. Trace, thank you very much. I can't tell you how much I appreciate a nice break from all this, man.
Oh, well, thanks, Matt. It's great talking to you. And, you know, when we get to play again, you got to come out on the river.
By all means, I will come on out. And I'll, like I said, when you guys get back on tour, which I know you will be, let me know. We'll make sure everyone knows, okay?
All right. We will do that. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Trace Beaulieu is kind enough to join us from MST3K and Cinematic Titanic, and the Mads are back. We'll take a break. Come on back. Do some dancing. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Considering replacing your vacuum? What do you do with the old one? Throw it in the garage? Worse yet, throw it in the garbage? How about trade it in and save? A1 Vacuum in Roseville has been around forever, and they take trade-ins. When you trade in your old vacuum, you save. So if it's time to replace that old clunker headed for the garage or landfill, bring it in to A1 Vacuum in Roseville. You can find A1 Vacuum at a-1vacuum.com or call 651-222-6316.
I'm Nick Slavik, proprietor of the Nick Slavik Painting and Restoration Company. I speak nationally and internationally on the subjects of entrepreneurship, trades reform, apprenticeship, craftsmanship, and coating science. I've created a rigorous apprenticeship program where I find, train, inspire, and mentor young people in my craft. The result is an ultra-professional crew of craftspeople that cares about their work and your project. We're not like other contractors. Visit NICKSLAVIK.com. That's NickSlavik.com to learn more.
By the way, I should mention, we talked about Tiger King. Go watch McMillions. That's streaming on Hulu and HBO. That's just as wild as a documentary. That is just as wild, only it doesn't have the depression to go along with it and the really just the ugliness of humanity. I mean, there is some ugliness of humanity. There is a little bit. But the McMillions documentary, that's insane. Go see that. All right, we're going to send you off right. Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk here. You have a great weekend. Keep safe. Just keep washing your hands and do not eat Lysol. Do not eat disinfectant. That's my little treat for you this weekend. We're back on a Monday. Till then, see ya.
That ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wilding, living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown.